Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Elder Jones, how are you this afternoon?
I'm fine, thank you so much. And how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Is Lusaka okay?
Lusaka is very, very fine, and the weather is wonderful here. We are enjoying. I don't know how it is that side.
Well, Pretoria is good as well, man. Enjoying the weather. It's been fantastic. Not too hot, not cold either. Just in the middle, just the way we ordered.
Lovely, lovely. That's good to hear.
Fantastic. Now, we're talking about creation. And, of course, we cannot talk about creation without mentioning the Sabbath. So yesterday we were speaking to another pastor, summarizing the events of the first 6 days of creation. But the Bible tells us something special that happened on the seventh day. Did God create the Sabbath?
Right. Okay. That's quite interesting. So, Like you've said, we cannot talk about creation without mentioning Sabbath. And Sabbath in and of itself is a word that means rest. Okay. So when we talk about Sabbath day of rest, we are basically talking about a day of resting. Now, why are we talking about Sabbath in the creation story, especially that we are talking about a God who created? One may want to ask, is it because God maybe got tired? Why did he need to rest? Was it really necessary for him to rest? And so I think we can take a look at what the book says in Isaiah chapter 40. I don't know if you have the Bible with you to help us read out. Is it okay?
Or? Yeah, I'm going to get the Bible, Isaiah chapter 40. Let me just quickly.
Now, pardon me, you help me with reading out.
Yeah, while I'm looking for it. So you're saying that God on the seventh day did not create, but he rested. Is that what you said?
Yes, he did not create, but he rested. So he ended all his works on the sixth day.
So he did not.
So he created.
So he did not create.
He created.
So he did not create the Sabbath.
Well, I wouldn't say he created the Sabbath day, but you see, creation started on the first day. From what I read in the Bible, I understand that the first day he created the second, the third, the fourth, and the fifth. The sixth day he ended all his works. Okay, so on the Sabbath day, if you talk about in the sense of creating days as in days, maybe would say that, but from what I get from my Bible, it's telling me that on the seventh day, he rested from all his works.
So he did not create the Sabbath.
That sounds a little bit tricky for me. but what I want just to point out is that on the seventh day, he rested and he ended from all his works. He didn't create anything.
All right.
That's where the idea of Sabbath is coming in, which implies rest. So he rested from all that which he created.
All right. We'll revisit this.
I don't know if you get what I mean.
Yeah, we'll revisit this at some other point. I want to go to Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40, which verse is that?
Verse 28
says, do you know, have you not heard, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom.
Right. So the point that I want us to appreciate there is the fact that God does not grow weary. He does not faint. He does not get tired. So then why rest? I mean, why then should we talk about resting?
Yeah.
If we are dealing with a God who doesn't get tired from everlasting is the same. So then the question is, why the Sabbath? And I think from the other portions of the scriptures, if you don't mind, if we can just go to Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, that talks about also creation. I mean, that there is a portion of the commandments there. I don't know if you can get us there.
I'll get to Exodus 20, you said.
20 verse 8, yes. The one that starts, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, and goes down there.
Tell us
exactly.
And Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, you said, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do your work, but the seventh is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. On it, you shall not do any work, neither you, your son, your daughter, your manservant or your maidservant, your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days, that's verse 11, the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the seventh day, the Sabbath day, and made it holy. That's up until verse 11. So he rested. He rested.
Yes, thank you so much. So he rested, and he brings out the issue of creating everything in 6 days, but on the seventh day he rested, and it is a command that he gives us as his followers, as his creation, to remember of his creation, his creating power, because when we end the cycle, the weekly cycle, we need to cease from all our labors. We need to stop. We need to pause from every activity that we are engaged in throughout the week and reflect on God's creation. That is why the Sabbath is there to connect us to the Creator, to give us a time to reflect on His creating power, and probably just to remind us that our existence is coming from this being we are calling God, because we did not come to exist on our own, but He brought us into creation. And as a matter of fact, the word "create," those that have studied theology, they appreciate the fact that it signifies bringing something out of nothing. So God literally created man, brought man from nothing into existence. And so we, as God's people, we will do well to pause and rest on this day and reflect on the works that God has done, the wonders that we see, which He created in heaven and here on earth below. And so the Sabbath is very important for us, because it reminds us of where we are coming from. It tells us of who God is and who deserves to be worshipped. Because as a matter of fact, the Bible tells us that the reason why we should worship God, it is because He is the Creator. And that's what gives Him the authority to receive all the worship from us. And I think that is quite important for us to appreciate as His people.
That's lovely. Interesting that you said earlier that God wasn't resting because He was tired. You said that?
Right.
I noticed that the stark difference with us is that when Friday comes, we are so exhausted. We're looking forward to the Sabbath.
So tired. I'm telling you, some of us, we actually can't wait for the day to come, because we are so exhausted, unlike God.
And yet God didn't tire. Is there a chance maybe God's followers are like Him? We do our work and the Sabbath is coming and we're not exhausted. We're just resting because it's a commandment. I mean, why can't it be like that?
It's different from us because we are not God. You know, there's no way man can work and not get tired. You'd question whether that is really work. God is omnipotent. That is why He can't get tired. All power comes from Him, and He is the fountain of everlasting power. That's why He can't run out. There's no amount of work that can weary Him. That is why even when we talk about praying, He tells us that we can't weary Him with our requests. Sometimes we feel, we have prayed too much. We have asked for a lot of things from God. So maybe He may be tired of us. He says, no, you can't weary me, because of this fact that God really never gets tired. And so for us as human beings, there's no possibility. If you have really worked well in the sense of working, you can't work and not get tired. So when the Sabbath comes, oftentimes it finds us tired. It finds us weary. And you know what I mean? I think that should make us look forward to this day, actually, so that we can rejuvenate. A human body is just constantly working without resting, I think that can be quite hazardous to life, can be a serious hazard. Most likely the lifespan may even be shortened, it's important that we pause, we rest. And that is why the Bible says the Sabbath was made for man. It's not so much for God, like it's for us to benefit, to rest from our works and to sort of restart and reset as beings.
Now, what's the purpose of the Sabbath, if you may just break it down for us?
Well, the purpose of the Sabbath, you can answer it in different ways, but let me try to approach it this way, in this simpler way. The purpose of the Sabbath is to serve as a sign between God and His people. All right? The purpose of the Sabbath is to serve as a sign between God and His people. That is why, maybe before I go further, let me just allow you to read Exodus 31, verse 16 to 17. Exodus 31, if you can grab that passage for us so that we can try and bring out this element of a Sabbath being a sign for God's people, between Him and this and His people.
Okay.
31, verse 16.
So you said that's the first one as a sign. The second one, Exodus 31, yes.
Verse 16.
So you're still going to give us the second one, eh?
Right.
The Israelites are to observe the Sabbath, celebrating it for generations to come as a lasting covenant.
Mm-hmm. So it was a sign between the Israelites and God Himself. Mm. And in Ezekiel 20, verse 12, the Bible says, I also gave them my Sabbath as a sign between them and me, so that they can know that I'm the God who does sanctify them. Mm. So what the Sabbath is serving here, I think what we can pick out is the fact that it serves to be a sign between God and His people. Mm. And if you read very well about the sign sign issue when you go to prophecy, I think you have come across studies and conversations where people talk about what is involved in a sign, the aspect of a seal, which has the name, the title, and the territory of the God that you're talking about. So in the Sabbath, it tells us about the name of the God that we are worshiping. It tells us about the authority that He has. It also tells us His title as the Creator. Because there are a lot of different theories, as you may be aware of, how the world came into being and who created it. Was it a Big Bang theory, or did it really come from God? And all that those aspects. So for us as Christians, we base our beliefs on what the Bible says. Mm. And from the Bible's point of view, the Sabbath has been given to us so that it can be a sign of between God and His people. Mm. And that we should know. It's like a ring. Eh? You know how married people wear rings?
Yeah.
Especially
sign.
Us men, if we see ladies moving around and they look so good, we don't want to hold back. We want to approach them because they don't have a ring. Mm-hmm. Somehow, we feel when they have a ring, it's telling us like, no, I'm taken.
There's a sign.
I'm not available. Mm. It's a sign. That's a sign. Mm. So similarly with the Sabbath, we are saying we are in this relationship with the God of creation. Mm. We have this connection, and there's that. Yeah. So I thought maybe that could be a purpose that we should look out for as to why the Sabbath is there, so that we can just be identified as the people of God.
So you said you're going to give us two reasons. The purpose, one, first is the Sabbath, and the second? I mean, is the sign, and the second?
The sign, yes. And the second one is the... I mentioned in passing, of course, at the beginning, but it's a day of it's a memorial of creation.
Mm,
It's a memorial of creation. Mm. It reminds us. That's why even in the commandment starts by saying, the commandment number four, remember how it starts? It says, remember the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm,
so telling us that we should not forget throughout these generations that we live of man's existence in this world, we should always remember that we are coming from God who created us. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And it gives us the reason why we are keeping the Sabbath day holy. And it points every one of us to creation. If there was no creation, we wouldn't be talking about the Sabbath. So from this perspective, the Sabbath comes into play because of creation. And God says, because I have created in 6 days, on this day, seventh day, I am resting. Okay? And so it serves as a memorial of God's creation, so that we should not forget that everything we see around came direct from the hands of God, who is the creator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go back to us. Go back with us to the sixth, to day six of creation. I mean, he creates day one, two, three, four, and five. Then day six of creation, God changes his method of creation drastically when he made humans. But speak to us about that and the significance of creation of mankind.
Yeah, it is very interesting to note the drastic change, as you've put. Because if you observe in these earlier verses, God speaks, you know, and things come to be. Let there be light, and there was light. Let there be this, and there was this. But interestingly, when it comes to creating man on the sixth day, he first God actually in 26, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it's like he's speaking out his thoughts. All right? He says, let us make man in our image. Then in verse 27, the Bible says, and God created, God made man, you know, in his image, where he stooped low and he got the dust of the earth from the ground. The details that are found in chapter 2 of how he created man. And so the order creation sort of changes, and the method that he's using has shifted a bit. Maybe not even a bit. Yeah. And the reason why, it's because he is now, man is coming out as sort of like a crowning act of God's creation.
Mm-hmm.
And he is not only just making anything, but he is making an image of God. He is making a reflection of himself. And that is quite very significant, because whatever he was creating before was not in his image.
Yeah.
I think we need to note that. It was not in his image.
Mm.
But when it comes to creating man, he says, let us make man in our own image.
Yeah.
An image is basically a reflection. Mm. So if he is creating man in his own image, it implies that he is making man so that man can be a reflection of God, the one who is creating him. Okay? And so that is, I think, a big difference, and the reason why there's this shift, because he's attaching so much importance to the creation of man, because he's producing an image of himself, you know,
yeah.
which should be highly appreciated when it comes to us as human beings, because we were not just created like any other animal around. Even the way we should value ourselves should be so highly. Because we are to reflect God in our character, in our behavioral trait. God should be seen. And even after the fall, by the way, the idea of God's image to be seen in man has not changed. All right? It has not changed. And that is the work of redemption, actually, to restore the image of God in man. Okay? So we are called upon to reflect the image of God, which was the initial idea as to why God created man, and it shall always be the theme of God, to ensure that his image is reflected in his people. And it will do well to embrace that and to have that on top of our minds, so that as we do whatever we do in this life, it should sit on our minds that we should reflect the image of God, the one who created us. Yeah.
Very important, man. Very important. I love that. Well, I think we've run completely out of time. But I want to touch this literally in a minute, if you can. You know, God comes and he rests on the Sabbath day. He wants us to remember creation and stuff like that. I suspect that many people, when the Sabbath ends, they're exhausted.
Right.
Is that your observation?
Well, I also observe that on quite a number of Sabbaths, and I wonder if if that's the true rest that we need to experience. But truthfully speaking, without making up things, sometimes we feel exhausted at the end of the Sabbath, and I don't really. I'm yet to understand that those dynamics and see why it's really the case. But possibly, maybe it could be because even as we worship, the nature of our worship is not in such a way that you are not mobile. You are just stationed in one position like the whole time. But because we move from one point to the other, you know, sometimes even when we are engaging our minds, we do get tired.
Yeah,
when our mental faculties are being engaged, to some extent we get tired, except not from the usual works that we do during the week. So there's a little bit of a difference in terms of what makes us tired on the Sabbath. But I've observed that, I should admit. But I don't know if that's the way it should be.
I wonder.
The fact that we engage our minds, maybe we should expect that. I don't know, man.
Well, my elder, I must thank you so much for coming through, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It was a wonderful time.
Lovely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.